Today, I'm going to touch on a subject that I mentioned in my last lesson about faith without works is dead. I'm going to read verses 17, 18, 19, and 20. Verse 17 says, "Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. A man may say, 'You have faith, and I have works.' Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God? You're doing well. The devil also believes and trembles. But will you know that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Seeing how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect." This section of James has often raised questions in the minds of Bible readers because it appears to contradict the writings of the Apostle Paul concerning faith and works. In Paul's epistle to the Romans and to the Galatians, Paul teaches that one cannot be forgiven by works. He receives forgiveness by faith and by faith alone. In this passage here, James says that faith alone is not sufficient for salvation. And to be effective, faith must be accompanied by works. Now, if you'll notice, Paul is saying that you cannot be forgiven by doing works. You cannot do enough works in order to earn your forgiveness. James is talking about a whole different picture. He is not talking about forgiveness of sins. He is more or less talking about salvation is that which gets you into heaven. Bible students everywhere agree that these inspired writers were given the same words, different meanings. When James uses the word faith, he means merely an intellectual type of faith. When Paul speaks of faith, he means a belief that carries with it the consent of the will. When Paul speaks of works, he refers to the works of the law, which can never save the soul. When James speaks of works, he refers to the good deeds which flows naturally from a heart filled with love to God and love to man. Works is the fruit of faith, not the root of faith. Works is what we do when we believe in Jesus Christ. Forgiveness of sins is what we receive when we believe in and on the Lord Jesus Christ for our forgiveness. Works is the fruit of faith, not the root of faith. Faith is not the fruit of works. Works is the fruit of faith. And then some will quote verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? That's what the scripture says. But does the word justified here mean forgiven? Are you saying that Abraham was forgiven of his sins when he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? That he was made right with God because he did that? Or did he do that because he was right with God? Did Abraham receive the sign of circumcision in order to be right with God? Or was he circumcised because he did have faith in God? Read the Bible for yourself and you'll find out that Abraham was circumcised, not in order to be made right with God, but in order to stay right with God in obedience. Abraham was right with God before he left the land of Ur. That's why he left. He was right with God, and God told him to leave. So in order to stay right with God, he obeyed. That's why I was baptized in water. I had already been forgiven of my sins. Therefore, I followed his commandments to be baptized in water. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.